It was D.L. Moody that said this: the only man safe outside the sight of a policeman is the man who carries his policeman with him. And that policeman is called character, a character dictated by the word of God and by the Ten Commandments. So what you're saying is exactly right. Let me ask you this. Some have said it this way, and you tell me and tell Gary if this would be an accurate description, that the wall of separation that Jefferson talked about with the Danbury Baptists, that wall of separation provided by the Constitution and more clearly, I guess, delineated by the First Amendment, was a wall not to keep God out of government, but to keep government out of the affairs of the church. In other words, what our founders did not want and what they set up a constitution to keep from happening was a state denomination like we came from in England, where Anglicanism, the Anglican Church, was the official state denomination. They wanted freedom of religion so that any denomination of the Christian faith could be practiced, but not one of them dictating to the others and becoming the official state denomination. Would that be an accurate description?
You hit it right on the head. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, a government without God is an absolute horror. Governments that do not believe and acknowledge God end up creating a hell on earth. Nazi Germany, the USSR, Red China. There is nothing more dangerous to human life than a government that does not acknowledge God. Secular states that the ACLU want and say we have more religious freedom by secular states. Well, I would like my friends in the ACLU to remember that the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and Red China are all secular states. And it was Murder Incorporated. The amount of death caused by religious wars pales in comparison to what those three states have done. Also, a government with church united also creates a hell on earth. Religious wars have their own form of horror. Now, our framing fathers saw Europe and they saw their religious wars. They wanted something better for America. What they decided was to do this. They said, let's separate church and state. Now, what happens when you do that? You eliminate religious sectarianism from government. It's not church versus church, denomination versus denomination, Protestant versus Catholic. What it does, when you separate church and state, you get all the benefits of the Ten Commandments. You get all the benefits of the Sermon on the Mount. You get all the benefits of the Golden Rule without religious warfare. That's the beauty of the separation of church and state, and that's what it is trying to do. Sadly, the Supreme Court has taken that phrase to mean something totally different, where public prayer, even to hear it, is offensive.